Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Nothing like spilling that drink of water on you, huh? All right, let's roll out the Friday edition of Sports Time Radio. I, of course, am the Big Jack. You want to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, go ahead and feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the new blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings, so you want to go over there and check that out, as we'll get a new one tomorrow morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you want to hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, well, we greatly appreciate that. There's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. You can find me on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time. That's B-U-R-K-E-T-I-M-E. And all right, let's roll out some FanDuel lineups. I got two FanDuel lineups for Mr. Fantasy, and there are some differences in them, so let's roll them out here one at a time. The first lineup has Danny Salazar as his pitcher for $10,200. He, of course, is with the Indians. He's facing the Royals tonight. His catcher is Francisco Cervelli of the Pirates for $2,500. At first base, it's Edwin Encarnacion of the Indians for $3,100. Second base is also an Indian. He likes Jason Kipnis for $2,800. Over at third base, he's going with Josh Harrison of the Pirates for $3,500. At shortstop, he likes Tim Beckham of the Tampa Bay Rays for $2,800. And then his outfield consists of Andrew McCutchen for $3,900, of the Pirates, of course. Kevin Kiermaier of the Rays. For $2,800, the Raves. Yeah, maybe that would have been a better name. Kiermaier is $2,800, and then Nick Markakis is $3,400. That's his first lineup. I'll give them to you again here real quick. Salazar's pitching, Cervelli's his catcher, Encarnacion at second, Kipnis at second, Harrison at third, Beckham at short, and the outfield is McCutchen, Kiermaier, and Markakis. Now we move to his second lineup. There are, again, like I said, there are a few differences. In this lineup, his pitcher is Zach Greinke of the Arizona Diamondbacks for $8,100. This was a really interesting choice for me by him because he's pitching in Colorado, and there's very few times you take a guy who's actually pitching in Colorado, but Mr. Fantasy likes him, so that's who he's going with in this lineup. Cervelli, again, of the Pirates, catching at $2,500. Freddie Freeman at first base for $4,500 of the Atlanta Braves. Daniel Murphy of the Washington Nationals at second for $4,100. Jed Jorko of the Cardinals at third for $3,200. Beckham again is in at short of the Rays for $2,800. And this outfield has Ender Encarnacion of the Braves at $3,500. Kevin Kiermaier again for $2,800, and Nick Markakis again for $3,400. So here we go with the second lineup. Greinke is pitching, Cervelli's the catcher, Freeman at first, Murphy at second, Jorko at third, Beckham at short. The outfield is Encarnacion, Kiermaier, and Markakis. So these, of course, are for the 605 main lineup. So you have, click the button here real quick, and I can tell you, you have, there we go, come on, that's wrong, I was on the wrong setup there, it told me it had 3 hours, you have about 30 minutes to get your lineup in, so good luck. I hope if you're using one of these lineups that it comes through and wins you some money, or if it's a variation of these lineups, I have no problem with that, so good luck. I, as always, try to keep track and pump them in. And as you know, we did not do one yesterday because Stu and I just kind of got carried away talking baseball. And Mr. Fantasy did send me a lineup. We just never kind of got around to it. So that's a little sad, but hopefully you did all right without him. So while we are on the baseball subject, let's take a look at what we had go on already today. Now, we did have the one final here locally, the Yankees, on a big ninth inning home run by Brett Gardner, ended up beating the Cubs 3-2. So yeah, they're in Wrigley. The wind was blowing out, but man, it was a cold, just kind of crappy day. So not a lot of scoring, but Jonathan Holder picked up the win there for the Yankees. I'm willing to bet absolutely nobody has him in their fantasy league. Hector Rondon took the loss, and Aroldis Chapman did get the save for the Yankees. So that was pretty interesting to see. You know, Chapman did get his ring beforehand and all that stuff. But here's the rest of the schedule. We have the San Francisco Giants at the Cincinnati Reds. This game is currently under delay. I don't even think they got started. It's Matt Cain and Bronson Arroyo are the listed starting pitchers. The Chicago White Sox are at the Baltimore Orioles. It's Miguel Gonzalez and Wade Miley starting this game. The Washington Nationals are at the Philadelphia Phillies. Steven Strasburg and Nick Pivetta will be the starters there. The Milwaukee Brewers are at the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's Jimmy Nelson and Chad Kuhl getting the starts for their respective teams there. The Miami Marlins are at the New York Mets. Tom Kohler and Rafael Montero are the starting pitchers there. The Toronto Blue Jays are at the Tampa Bay Rays. Look at that, two three-name teams. Francisco Liriano and Chris Archer are the starting pitchers in that game. The St. Louis Cardinals are at the Atlanta Braves. It's Lance Lynn and Mike Foltynewicz, the starters there. The Boston Celtics, I don't think they played last night there, Big Jack. The Boston Red Sox are at the Minnesota Twins. Eduardo Rodriguez and Phil Hughes get the start in that game. The Cleveland Indians are at the Kansas City Royals. As you know, Danny Salazar is starting in that game, along with Jason Hammel. The Arizona Diamondbacks are at the Colorado Rockies. Again, from Mr. Fantasy's lineup, we know that Zach Greinke is getting the start there. And Germán Marquez is the other starter there. The Detroit Lions, stop doing that. The Detroit Tigers are at the Oakland A's. Michael Fulmer and Andrew Triggs are the starting pitchers there. The Houston Astros are at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Dan's guy Dallas Keuchel, along with Jesse Chavez, are the starting pitchers there. The Texas Rangers are at the Seattle Mariners. It's Yu Darvish and Yovani Gallardo. And then the night wraps up with the Los Angeles Dodgers at the San Diego Padres. Kenta Maeda and Julys Chacin are the starters there. Hi, Dan.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Oh, es el Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, that was all you had? So that's horrible. So, all right. Well, what are we talking about? Or what are you talking about?
The Lions at the Raiders.
Yes. So, yeah, well, actually, I ended up with the Lions and, well, I called Boston the Celtics because I was, you know, off on my own little odd tangent there. So I don't know how that happened, but luckily I figured it out before things went along. But, you know, before I forget, Dan, I'm wondering if you have pre-ordered your $495 Big Baller brand high tops or sneakers or whatever they're called now.
I already asked you that, so you would know I didn't order.
Oh, you know. I you know, I guess my question, Dan, is anybody gonna order these?
Somebody is.
You know, now, you know, there's some interesting facts about these. I don't know if you know, Dan. If you're size 14 and up, the price is actually, I believe, $795. And if you want an autographed pair, They're $995. Now, these won't be ready until November, and there is a no return policy. So once you get these shoes, they are your shoes.
Small investment on a guy who hasn't done anything yet?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, if you wanted to, Dan, you could just go ahead and pay the $220 for the sandals that they're selling.
I saw that you can save like $20 or $30 to just get Gucci sandals.
So, yeah, it's really kind of... I don't even know if I want to call this interesting, but, this guy, the father is LeVar Ball, and Lonzo Ball is the first son that's going to be in the draft this year. He's probably going to be the first or second player in the draft. Oddly, he actually kind of took shots at people, the father did, saying if you can't afford the shoes, that means you're not a big baller. So, Dan, I got bad news for you, man. I am not a big baller because I cannot afford these shoes. All the time I thought I was.
Well, I mean, anyone with a credit card could buy them, right?
Yeah, well, eventually you still have to pay that bill. In most cases, yeah. I think. So... it's just, just one of those things. But, yeah, I'll be, I guess you could say a little more than interested to see how these go. The shipping date for these shoes is November 24th. So you got 6 months to, save up your pennies and see if you can afford a $495 pair of shoes. Dan, if you were a teenager and you went to your mom and dad and said, hey, I would like these shoes, they said, oh, okay, Dan, no problem. What would they cost? And you said $495. What would they say to you?
I can't say that on here.
So my dad's saying used to be for Christ's sake. So that definitely would have came out of his mouth because there was absolutely no way that they would ever spend that on a pair of shoes. There's also absolutely no way I will ever spend it on a pair of shoes. So be it that I'm not a big baller anyways, I will not be partaking. But in an interesting turn of events, Dan, apparently when they made up their logo, they did not do a lot of research because they basically copied an assistant coach's logo from Ohio State that he apparently owns the copyright on.
How does that work? What are they? Is the lawsuit filed yet?
No, not yet. They didn't mention anything if they're. Would be one. Basically, what's probably going to happen is, being that this guy is an assistant coach at a major university, if they actually do sell some of these shoes, they're probably just going to have to buy him out. So their first million or whatever is probably going to go right in this guy's pocket. Because I saw the logo, and the only difference is the color. Otherwise, they look pretty much exactly the same. So it's, a rough start all around between the fact that the price is just a flat-out embarrassment. The father is just a flat-out embarrassment. He's been doing publicity all around, and, everybody's kind of taking the, there's no such thing as bad publicity angle when they're going with this guy. Sadly, in his case, I think there might be, because he's lost, Dan. This guy is just legitimately lost, and it's going to end up being bad for the kids, not for him.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to think so. That whole, there's no such thing as bad publicity isn't true.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. You know, I mean, we'll see. But, I mean, you know, I don't really understand how, you know, kind of insulting people, you know, well, if you can't afford the shoes, you know, just kind of too bad in your face. I don't know how that helps your brand. You know, somebody brought up a good point that I don't remember who it was, that they weren't even sure if they would pay $500 for Air Jordans. You know, and obviously Michael Jordan is the marquee shoe guy. But, you know, that would be a stretch, you know, and if you're paying, you know, I'm sure as hell going to pay for Michael Jordan over Lonzo Ball. You know, and then what I didn't know, Dan, is if you go out and you go, you know, you figure, what the hell, I'm going to get them anyways. You get the autograph ones, you pay the $1,000 to get these shoes. Do you get the father's autograph or do you get the son's autograph? Because I'm not quite sure who's who here.
Are the shoes autographed or do you get it like an 8x10?
You know, so from the way I've heard it, it's the shoes themselves that are autographed. So, you know, it's just kind of, it's kind of like, okay, why would I pay, you know, this much more for a frickin' autograph? So, I don't get it all. You know, hey, if you can get $500 for your shoes, good luck, man. You know, more power to you. I don't think I know anybody who will be buying a pair. You know, I will have to ask Mr. Fantasy on Sunday if he has pre-ordered a pair for his son. But other than that, you know, I'm not sure. Because, yeah, I just don't get it. You know, am I not cool, Dan? Is that what my problem is? Or, you know, I mean, what's the, you know, I haven't bought a name brand pair of shoes in I don't know how long. What's the going rate for top notch shoes?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I don't wear name signature shoes.
Hmm.
But I mean, from what my sister spends, like $120.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, because I was just kind of curious. I didn't quite know. And now they do actually have a Big Baller Brand website, so you can get there. Yeah, these are the ZO2s, is what they're called. And it looks like they have 25 shirt selections, then nine separate items for women, 13 for kids, and 18 different sweatshirts. So, and here about them, Dan, here you go. Big Baller Brand is a lifestyle apparel company founded on core family values and inspired by the three Ball brothers from Chino Hills, California. All right, Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo Ball are basketball players with championship pedigree, even though their father was a bench warmer. We are always striving for excellence through strong work ethic, passion, and commitment to win as a team. Our company goal and purpose is to deliver the same quality into the brand. We are dedicated to produce the highest quality products to build brand loyalty. Our mission is to provide a clothing line that is reflective of what every big baller in the world expresses through what they wear. Trust Big Baller Brand is a lifestyle for the latest in apparel, fashion, and design for any occasion. There you go, Dan. Did that make you want to run out and buy some stuff there?
Nope. And I forget, in the press conference last night, one of the coaches from one of the NBA teams was asked if he was going to pre-order his shoes. And he laughed it off, and that was the end of the press conference.
Yeah, that was Mike Brown, who's filling in for Steve Kerr as the Warriors coach. So, yeah, I thought that was quite interesting. I you know, it would be interesting. I would almost like to hear what some of like the NBA players would have to say about this, because obviously, you know, they're all releasing shoes right and left, and you know, I mean, we get them from all over the place. So, you know, I would love to hear or see what they thought, or, you know, think about the situation.
I mean, would you, if you were in that, would you just laugh it off or be kind of mad?
You know, I think a lot of it will depend on if or what they sell. You know, I mean, because, you know, I guess there, you know, there is a chance that these things could go out and make a killing and a lot of people would want them and, you know, obviously pay the obnoxious price for them. Then, you know, if you're an NBA player with a shoe deal, you got to kind of start looking at your company and just be kind of like, wait, you know, if this kid who's never played a minute on the NBA hardwood is getting, you know, $500 for shoes, you know, in the case of a guy for like Shaquille O'Neal, why did his brand open at Walmart for just $60?
Well, he did that on purpose because he wanted people to be able to afford them and wear them.
Right.
That was $5. That wasn't a ploy to make as much money as he could.
Well, you know, I mean, to be fair, this is kind of by design too, right? I mean, this was their objective, was to make these shoes that price. You know, I will be interested to see, like, you know, because obviously, like I mentioned, there's no return policy. So, you know, what happens if they ship you the wrong size or, you know, how does that work? I mean, I would like to think they would at least replace it, but I'll be interested because, I mean, you know, this guy, you know, this father, this LeVar Ball is a complete toolbox. You know, if you haven't looked him up or you don't know who he is, kind of check into him. And he's the definition of, you know, overindulgent parent or however you want to do it. And this guy is going to live his NBA dreams through his children. Because while he was in the league, he was not a star. He was nowhere close to being a star. He was the definition of fringe player. You know, that 11th, 12th, 13th guy sitting on the end of the bench, just getting your minutes in mop-up duty. So, you know, he's going to do everything he can to live through his sons here. And, you know, in most cases, that has a really bad ending. I know somebody tried to compare him to Richard Williams, obviously Venus and Serena's father. But, you know, the difference there was Richard didn't play the sport. You know, he wasn't a tennis pro. He just pushed his daughters very hard and they excelled. You know, this guy legitimately thinks he's a star basketball player. Oddly, Dan, I don't know if you knew this or I don't know if we talked about it here, but the coach at his younger son's high schools, they ended up, I believe, if they didn't fire the guy quit. He only lost 3 games all season. And they replaced him more or less because of LeVar Ball. So I don't know if the high school is going to give in and let him coach, or, you know, if they're going to, you know, if they're going to go a different route with that. But, you know, this guy, I mean, he's wacko, Dan. There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, there is a little underlining, though. I mean, I think the idea, the basis of what he's trying to do makes sense. I mean, because it is different. and owning your own shoe as opposed to relying on the contract you get from, you know, Nike or Under Armour or whatever. But, I mean, all the money he's going to make, it's really not going to matter because that company can eventually get bought out or go under. And while, you know, it may, like you said, upset some guys, it's not going to upset the King because he's got a lifetime contract. I mean, it's not going to upset Jordan because, I mean, players have their own Jordans made for them. And that's not just in basketball. You know, boxing, baseball, everyone, you know, across all sports, guys have their own Jordan brand version of a shoe.
Well, here's the other question or angle, I guess you could say, Dan, that I want to kind of ask you on this. You know, Lonzo Ball, obviously, you know, I mentioned he declared for the draft. He looks like he's going to be one of the top two picks. Now, he'll turn 20 in October, Dan. He's going to move into a league where he's going to play men. All right? Now, they have him listed at 6'6 and a buck 90. Now, with all this kind of fanfare and all the stuff, you know, players obviously notice this. They know what's going on. You know, they're all social media aware now. You know, they're much better at it than, God, I ever could hope to be. You know, is there going to be that guy on that team that's going to go out and want to teach this kid a lesson? You know, literally almost every night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would. You know, I mean, I would specifically assign guys to teach him lessons, but that's just me, and I'm vindictive. You know, and obviously, you know, Daddy's not going to be able to come out on the court to protect him. You know, and then it won't be too much longer. I believe the second son is going to be a freshman at UCLA next year, so he'll probably enter the next draft, 2018 or 19. So, you know, it won't be long before the two of them are in the league. The other one's a little younger. I think he'll be a junior in high school. So he's 3 or 4 years away yet. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, if you watched any of the Wizards Celtics last night, you know, they were setting some pretty mean picks by some pretty big dudes. You know, I mean, we're talking guys that are, you know, seven-footers who weigh in excess of, you know, 250, 275. You know, they're going to have 6 inches and 7 feet on this kid. Why do I have a feeling, Dan, that they're going to screen him a little harder or pick him a little harder than they would most guys?
Because you would. Maybe the silver lining in all this is maybe we bring back that competitive edge that's been kind of missing.
Yeah, you know, it would be nice if he's just kind of, you know, the guy that everybody hates and they want to crush. And, you know, not even so much the kid, because, I mean, I don't know anything about the kid, because the dad always jumps in and takes center stage. I couldn't tell you thing one about Lonzo Ball. I know the only thing I heard him say was he thought he should be the number one draft pick, but, of course, any, you know, play. I'm sure the player who's going to be picked, you know, in, you know, the last player picked in the second round probably thinks he should have been the number one draft pick. But yeah, other than that, I can't tell you anything about the kid.
Well, I thought he went to UCLA.
Yeah, that's I only know that from seeing highlights. So, but like, you know, I didn't see them in the NCAA tournament. I don't know how long they lasted. They were actually my pick to win the title. So that'll teach you how much I know about college basketball, you know, right there. So, oh, good Lord. But yeah, it'll be interesting, you know, come draft time, you know, what the, you know, how things shuffle out and who's up there on top looking to pick them.
I mean, forgot the lottery kind of shuffles things up, so
yeah.
I don't officially know.
Yeah. You know, the sad part is, you know, it would have been so great if Brooklyn Nets had their pick and they won it so they could take him, because it just kind of seems like the thing that should happen. But what I'm, the next thing I'm really interested in with these guys is, you know, there's a structured rookie salary cap. And my guess is the father is going to be this kid's agent. So I'm hoping he realizes that this is what you get at this slot in the draft. There's really no negotiations done because it's all set up through the CBA. So I'm waiting to see if, you know, they're going to hold out or they're going to do whatever because they want more money, even though in reality you can't really get it because of the way it's slotted.
He
seems like the kind of guy that would do that or that would try that. So, it, you know, that'll be the next thing I'm kind of waiting on with this Jamoke, because he's just, they need his 15 minutes to be up, Dan. They really do.
Wait till he goes to New York and has to face Charles Oakley.
Yeah. That would be cool if, like, Oakley beat him up in the stands or something, you know. So that would just kind of work out. But, yeah, all right, enough on this guy. Now, Dan, I was pretty excited. I don't know if you heard this today. Jay Cutler's got a job.
Yeah, I was kind of a little disappointed. I thought he'd actually play.
Well, you know, when, you know, nobody's calling, you got to go with plan B, right?
Yeah.
So, he agreed to a deal to, you know, he's going to be doing Fox TV. He's basically taking the place of John Lynch, who went on to be the 49ers general manager. So, it's on what they call, you know, the second or the third announced team. Obviously, you know, my guys Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are number one. So, you know, nobody's knocking them off their So, yeah, it's saying here apparently he's going to work in a three-man booth with Kevin Burkhardt and Charles Davis. So, they're kind of setting up. That's how they started Troy Aikman out, actually. He started doing the three-man stuff until he worked his way up. So, but yeah, unlike Tony Romo, Cutler actually had to audition for his job. So he went out to Los Angeles and did his auditions the end of last month. So, Romo, they just hired spot on. He didn't have to do any of that. Cutler actually had to go through and do the work. So.
Well, I mean, he wasn't the most vocal guy, and he was pretty dry when it came to press conferences and radio. I don't want to say interviews, but, you know, when he did the test spot. So I think a guy like that, you'd want to test out. I'll make him audition just to make sure, you know, he can handle. But I think putting him in with a three-man group will work out just fine, get him acclimated, and, you know, by next, you know, the following season, he should be ready to go with the two-man group.
So, yeah, you know, I'm actually very interested to see how he does, because he was never, that was always the knock on him, was he wasn't the big talker, he wasn't the leader. So you wonder how they're gonna kind of get it out of him here, I guess would be the way to look at it. But hopefully, I'm sure he'll do fine.
I think the most interesting part about it, though, would have to be what schedule he gets. I mean, because you're not going to give the number one anymore to the Bears. So it would be pretty fun. I know he wouldn't do anything to, you know, badmouth Fox and Pace and crew. But with the expectations that I think we all have for the team next year, it would be interesting if he was calling their game.
All right. Well, how about this for interesting, Dan? You know, Eddie Lacy spent, you know, the first 4 years of his NFL career with the Packers. Well, this offseason, you know, he signed with the Seahawks, and he decided to have a garage sale. He lives in, I guess it's Dupree, Wisconsin. So he's having a garage sale. Now, some of the items you could have gotten, Dan, used Eddie Lacy body wash for $1. The movie Wallace and Gromit, Wrong Trousers, for $5. And this lady appears to have purchased a ceramic frog, but it doesn't have a price tag on it. Lacy did say that he will donate all the proceeds to charity. And if, you know, like one of a former, you know, kind of a former club that you knew was doing this, you go and buy something?
Yeah, why not?
So I just thought it was pretty funny. But Dan, I don't understand why you would buy used body wash.
He probably just did it as a joke.
Yeah, you know. So, but yeah, you know, he's selling, you know, obviously some of his Green Bay stuff, and you know, discounted prices though. So, you know, if you're in the area, he's doing it 2 days. Today was the first day, so obviously you got to get there tomorrow if you want something. You know, I don't know how much will be left. So you got to get up to Eddie Lacy's garage sale and see what he's got. See what he's got going on. So hopefully you can find something. Yeah, hopefully find something you're looking for. So, all right. Well, what do we have going on tonight, Dan? Obviously, you know, the Cubs had an early game. So, we don't get that. We do have a couple of NBA games going on. We have the Cavaliers at the Raptors. The series moves to Toronto with Cleveland up 2-0. That game is actually, it should just be getting ready to start. So they should be tipping off literally any second. You know, obviously the start time is listed at 6 o'clock, but you and I both know from watching the start of NBA games that doesn't happen. Now, I believe, Dan, where you were saying you think Toronto will win one of these two home games, don't you?
They have to at least win one.
Yeah, well, otherwise they're done. So, and then the night game tonight, we get the San Antonio Spurs at the Houston Rockets. I believe this series is 1-1 now after, you know, after the fiasco of, you know, the Rockets just blew them out in game one. And then the Spurs bounce back. I'm looking for the final here. Yeah. Oh, well, that ended up being a blowout too. Jeez, 121-96. We're gonna get a close game out of this series at all, Dan? You know, is tonight the night we get a decent one?
No.
You know. I know. Obviously, you know, Tony Parker's done. For the series, he's got a torn quad tendon, so that's that'll be fun to deal with. So they're going, I believe, I saw Patty Mills is going to make the start, and I did put him in my free roll for FanDuel tonight as one of my point guards, so I'm hoping Patty goes out and has a really good game. So, you know, that would be a big plus for me. I don't know about anybody else, but it would be a very big plus for me. So we'll see how it works out, but you did what to a Spurs fan, Dan?
I said I didn't get that email today.
Oh, you didn't? I sent them pretty early. I'm surprised you didn't get them. There were two of them actually. There were two free rolls today for the NBA. So. You know, I always make sure to send them to you and Mr. Fantasy. I don't know if he's ever partaken, but I know you at least like to, you know, participate. I do still stink at it, and I don't know what's going on. I was, You know, by the end of the year, I was scoring on average 300 points in my NBA fan duels, and for some reason in the playoffs, I can't get anywhere close. I think the best I've done is 270. So I've won absolutely nothing on these free rolls, but I still enjoy doing them. And, you know, I'm just kind of, it's to the point now where I'm not going to win, so I'm going to have fun with them. So, but yeah, so, well, you know, with the series moving, you got the Spurs or the Rockets winning tonight?
I'm going with the Rockets. I think it's their series now.
Even with James Harden seemingly struggling to shoot the basketball?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he's not going behind the arc. Kind of came back inside, shot a little bit more, and got used to it.
So, yeah, well, you know, to be fair, it's funny because they were kind of almost kind of coming down on him a little bit, I heard today on SportsCenter. And it was like, guys, you know, you got to realize he's playing one of the teams that really play bad, you know, still play defense in the NBA. So it's no surprise that he's not shooting as well as he normally does.
Because, I mean, you remember Chicago, he can, you know, always seem to have trouble when they play defense on him.
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of like, can we, you know, maybe talk about the defense they're playing against them? Is that, you know, kind of possible, you know, instead of just always automatically assuming that he stinks or, you know, however that works out. So, you know, it is kind of odd that just seems to be the natural route they turn when, you know, it's like, oh, okay. You know, he's not playing well. He's not good anymore. What do you mean he's not good anymore? He's playing a fantastic defensive team. And now, you know, there is a huge fight this weekend, Dan. I know, you know, you and I don't spend much time in the fight game, but, what did they call it? I believe they said it's catch weight. Yeah, here it is, catch weight, 164.5 pounds. Obviously, it's Canelo Alvarez against, right, it's Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.?
Yep.
So I'll make sure I get all the names right there. Looking at everything, I mean, it looks like it should be a really interesting fight. You know, Alvarez is 48-1-1 with 34 knockouts, and Chavez is 52-1 with 32 knockouts.
I switched my cable package, so we actually get HBO for free this year. So I was hoping they simulcasted it, but if not, I guess I'll have to wait for them to wait a couple weeks to actually watch it.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of going over the predictions and stuff because obviously, like, I know who both guys are, but I don't know a ton about them. And it looks like the majority of the guys are picking Alvarez to win this fight. So, you know, we'll have to see, you know, who's right or how it kind of works out.
I think with the success that Chavez Jr.'s father had over, what I want, in like 10, 15 years, he unfortunately hasn't lived up to it yet.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to remember, I oddly, as strange as it seems, you know, he only has two losses on his record, Chavez Jr., and I think I saw one of them. I think I just happened to randomly be watching boxing one night, and it ended up being one of the fights he lost. So it was just kind of strange, but, you know, nothing, you know, really out of the ordinary. I know they had the weigh-in a little bit earlier today, but I didn't see it, so I'm not quite sure who weighed in at what. I mean, obviously, I'm sure, you know, everybody made weight. It wasn't a problem because they both normally fight at a lower weight class. So, I don't think it should have been a problem. But now you won't hit up the, you know, I know you got that one place by your house that always shows them. You don't think you'll maybe swing by there to check it out, or it's got to be packed, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a small, you know, taco stand. And if you don't get there for the entire thing, you're SOL. I'm not trying to watch the whole night.
Yeah, you know, there are obviously, you know, a lot of fights on the card. So, yeah, you'd have to sit through quite a bit to, you know, just to kind of get that. So. But, yeah, hopefully it will be a, you know, hopefully it'll be a good fight. And it will, you know, one of the few places that boxing is still extremely popular is Mexico. So this has got to be a huge deal there, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big deal here. And the Philippines.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, you know, I haven't seen enough of either guy to know, you know, much about it. Obviously I know they're both very good. But Floyd Mayweather is picking Alvarez to win by knockout, if that changes your mind, Dan.
I didn't pick anybody.
Well, okay. Well, maybe it helps you make your decision then.
Yeah. No, I mean, of course, you know, growing up being a Chavez fan, you know, you want to sustain, but I think it'll go to Alvarez.
Yeah, you know, he seems like the popular, like I said, he seems like the popular pick. You know, it'll be interesting, you know, where, I wonder if it'll be a knockout or if they'll end up going the full 12 or, you know, how it kind of works out. Because these guys both have a ton of knockouts on their record. You know, they're each up above 30. So you wonder if, you know, this is just kind of destined to end in a knockout. You know, you'd almost think it would be, but. So. Badly, I don't know. Enough about the fight game. Maybe I need to learn a little more. I used to watch a lot more boxing before, but then, I think, Dan, I'm just kind of that sucker fan because they always say when the heavyweight division is good, boxing is really popular. And I realized that was kind of me because, you know, when Ali, obviously I'm a little older than you, so I got to see more of Ali than you did. But then, you know, Mike Tyson kind of came along and they had, you know, the Larry Holmes and, there were always kind of guys like that to carry the heavyweight division. And, you know, once those guys kind of went away, I guess I kind of lost my interest.
Yeah, well, I mean, a little fascinated with bigger guys, but I think once the UFC came around, I think that's when people started to lose interest.
Yeah, you know, obviously that took a chunk of the business away as well. And, you know, as much as, you know, I think just about everybody will admit it, boxing is probably the most corrupt sport out there. You know, there seems to be a new organization popping up every week with three letters and a new title. And, you know, you just, it's just so shady. You can't really, you know, trust anything you see or anything even like that, you know, anything close to that. So, you know, that's obviously going to make it much more difficult to root for or be a fan of, or, you know, whichever way you want to look at it. So, you know, which is too bad, you know, but, you know, what can you, you know, I guess there's really nothing they can do about it, right? I mean, you know, you can't really have one universal boxing organization, can you?
I would be a good man to organize that. I mean, Don King pretty much killed it. Really, you know, ruined it, and Mayweather and De La Hoya tried to start their own promotion, but they really didn't take off.
You know, it's tough. You know, there was that one company. What were they? Were they called Primetime? Were they calling themselves that were putting on a lot of cards? But you know, even they've slowed down now. So. You know, you just kind of wonder, you know, it seems to have kind of its little niche. And, you know, like you mentioned, it's hugely popular still in the Philippines and, you know, in Mexico. You know, and I'm sure this fight will sell out. You know, that won't be a problem at all. But, yeah, I don't know. All right, Dan, well, here we go. We got two hockey games tonight. All right, the first game, we have Game 5, the Nashville Predators at the St. Louis Blues. And then we also have another Game 5. Sorry, I thought I read that wrong. I thought it was Game 4. The Edmonton Oilers at the Anaheim Ducks. Now, the first game, Dan, Nashville at St. Louis. Nashville's up 3-1. Are the Preds putting this away tonight on the road?
I think so.
So yeah, they you know, they've been fantastic, and both games are on NBC Sports Network, so you can find them, Dan, while you're streaming your baseball games tonight. So yeah, it will be interesting. Now Edmonton and Anaheim are tied 2-2. I need Anaheim to get a big win here because, of course, they were my Stanley Cup winner this when we picked during the preseason. Yours, on the other hand, Dan, is in a little bit of trouble. Tomorrow night, we got two games as well. The Rangers are at Ottawa. That game is now even at 2-2. The Rangers had a big 4-1 win last night. That's got an afternoon start time, 2 p.m. for us here on the NBC Sports Network. But about 6:15, Dan, tomorrow night, the Penguins are going to skate at the Capitals. It's 3-1 Pittsburgh. They managed to get a win without Sidney Crosby. I think the way it looks, Crosby is probably going to be out again tomorrow night. Are you worried your Caps are going home again after another fantastic regular season?
A little bit. I mean, the other game obviously could have went either way because I think it did go into overtime. But, you know, when you're shooting goals in your own goal, that doesn't help you win.
No, that's something you want to avoid, actually, Dan, from what I've heard. So, you know, and I mean, to be fair, you know, Washington's only win was in overtime. You know, you get a puck bounce the other way or something, and this series is already over. You know, but, there have been some close games. You know, three games have ended 3-2, including the overtime. The only blowout was that game two where Braden Holtby just didn't show up. And, you know, it just almost looked like he couldn't see the puck all night and ended up giving up a ton of goals before he got pulled. I was watching one of the breakdowns, Dan, and it says that a team winning up 3-1 wins the series, I believe it was 93% of the time. So there is a very small window there that the Capitals could come back and be that team. Obviously, they are good enough. I mean, we've seen this team. It's a fantastic team. What the hell goes on with them when the playoffs start, Dan?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You know, but it is very difficult to repeat, but Pittsburgh looks like they're kind of, yeah, in the way to kind of do it, or however, you know, you want to look at it. But yeah, I don't know. I really thought, you know, because obviously you were on the Caps bandwagon last year, you know, and then you stayed with them this year, and you know, they, again, a great regular season. You know, they didn't really have any problems in the first round. Toronto gave them a little bit of a battle, but, you know, I mean, they got through it. I think they won the series 4-2. So it wasn't, while it was close, it wasn't, you know, nothing, you know, it wasn't a 7-gamer. It wasn't anything like that. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, is it just the fact that Pittsburgh is such a buzzsaw?
I think so. I mean, they're just hot.
Huh. Yeah, it's just so weird, you know, seeing it. I mean, you know, again, they've been close games. It's not like Washington's getting blown out again, with the exception of game two. We all know that, okay. So, but,
They just need their goal on point. If he can maintain that goal, that's what's going to get them the win. But, you know, it's rough. I mean, Pittsburgh got, you know, like I mentioned, Washington scored on themselves. And I've seen a couple of decisions, at least one, deflected off of, you know, Washington's stick into the goal. So it's, you know, obviously you, those you can't avoid. That's just the luck of the draw or the shot.
Yeah, it hasn't been the best of series for Braden Holtby. You know, as good as he was in the regular series, regular season, he's had his issues. Almost kind of like the opposite for Nashville. You know, Pekka-Rinne wasn't great during the regular season. Obviously, he was good enough to get him in the playoffs, but he wasn't anything fantastic. You know, then come playoff time, man, he's looking like the best goalie in the NHL. You know, the last two games, the Blues have only managed, you know, two goals against them, one in each game. You know, if he's on again tonight, man, you know, Nashville's going to cakewalk into the next round, right? That's just crazy. It's just so crazy in, you know, the NHL where a goaltender can, you know, can just do that much for you. But it looks like here, Dan, while we're on hockey, it looks like the Las Vegas Golden Knights, or as they're called here, just the Vegas Golden Knights, they're not going to use the loss, apparently have signed their first player. They signed Russian forward Vadim Sipachowicz. Yeah, I'm sure I butchered that. To a 2-year, $9 million contract. He's 30 years old. He had 26 goals and 50 assists over in the Continental Hockey League last year. So slowly but surely, yeah, you know, Vegas is, you know, that's, I guess, the first one.
I think that's kind of a big contract for the NHL, isn't it?
You know, I think it's kind of average. You know, it looks like he's a pretty solid, you know, point producer. He's not a huge goal scorer, but it will be, you know, another guy, give us a chance to watch a guy, I guess. All right, well, it's time for Dan and I to take off. As you know, Dan gets the weekends off, but I come back on Sunday at 10 a.m. for 2 big hours with Mr. Fantasy. So meet us here and check that out. You know the deal while we're gone, though. Get over to sportstimeradio.com. Check out what's going on there. Remember, the new blog goes up tomorrow morning. So get over there and read that. Get over to the Facebook page. Give that a like. Jump on the Twitter feed, which is at sportstimeradio. You know you can find Dan and I on Twitter as well. As always, a big thanks for listening live. And don't forget, you can get the podcast anytime you want now at tunein.com.